Good afternoon. I call this meeting of the House Finance Committee to order. Let the record reflect it is 1:31 p.m. on Friday, April 29th, 2022. Present today are Representative Carpenter, Representative LeBon, Representative Thompson, Vice Chair Ortiz, Representative Josephson, myself, Co-Chair Merrick, and with us today we also have Senator Stevens and Senate President Machicki. Thank you for being here. This afternoon we'll consider Senate Bill 45H for nicotine e-cig tax e-cig by Senator Stevens. This is the companion legislation to House Bill 110 by Representative Hannon. We have heard that three times in this committee. Most recently was March 9th. Senator Stevens, welcome back to House Finance. If you could place yourself on the record and begin your presentation. And Mr. Lampkin as well. Thank you for being here.
Well, thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you for hearing this bill today, Senator Gary Stevens, District P. So, Madam Chair, this bill is about protecting our children from becoming addicted to nicotine. It's about restricting sales to and possession of nicotine products to our young people. The tobacco and nicotine industry acknowledge the decline that's occurred in cigarette smoking around the country. But they have responded with a barrage of new fashionable smoking options in the form of e-cigarettes and related devices. And these devices are designed to appeal to a wide range of consumers, but particularly to our young people. And it's working, Madam Chair. I certainly acknowledge that these products have helped some adults quit smoking cigarettes, but we are really a little late to the party. We've been working on legislation on this subject since 2015, so 7 years have gone by, and these products continue to evade any form of meaningful public policy to restrict youth access. The more time that goes by, the more young Alaskans will become addicted to a really unhealthy habit, the more the industry will continue to market to and profit by these habits. We seem to be giving tacit approval to these products as being safe and harmless. That's far from the truth. We must act now to face this elusive and addictive industry. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Great. Thank you very much. Is there discussion on Senate Bill 45? Seeing none, we will move to the fiscal notes. It looks like online we have Glenn Hoskinson, Deputy Director of DCCED, and that is fiscal note control code BJVHD. Welcome to House Finance. If you could please place yourself on the record and go over the fiscal note.
Absolutely, Madam Chair. Good afternoon, Chair Merrick and members of the committee. My name is Glenn Hoskinson. I'm Deputy Director for the Division of Corporations, Business, and Professional Licensing. For Senate Bill 45, we have a zero fiscal note. The reason our division is impacted is because we do tobacco endorsements for business licenses that wish to sell tobacco products and electronic smoking products. However, Senate Bill 45 will not change our processes or procedures, as it will just amend the age, but everything will stay the same on our end.
Great, thank you. We appreciate you being here. I see no questions. Next, fiscal note number 4, control code OHQNJ. I do not see Heidi Hegberg online. So we'll take a brief at ease. House Finance on the record at 1:35 p.m. Please let the record reflect at 1:32 p.m. we were joined by Representative Wohl, and we will go over the previously mentioned fiscal note at a future meeting. I will have Tim Lampkin from Senator Stevens' office go through the differences between this bill and the House version that we have heard in this committee.
Thank you, Madam Chair. The two bills before you, the companion bills, are largely similar. I think the most substantial change that I would offer is, first and foremost, that the tax rate is originally at 75% of wholesale, is now, in the Senate version, 45%. There's also consideration of the definition of the e-cigarette products for purposes of taxing those products.
Great, thank you. Are there questions?
Yes.
Representative Josephson.
The chair, for Mr. Lincoln, when you say that the tax rate was reduced from 75% to 45%, that is the cigarette or tobacco tax is unaffected, whatever it was it is, that you're referring here to the e-cigarette tax?
Through the chair, Representative Josephson, that is correct. It doesn't touch the tax rate on cigarettes nor on other tobacco products such as gum, chew, patches, and so forth. It only introduces a new tax focused specifically on e-cigarette products.
Thank you. Further discussion? Representative Wohl.
Thank you, Madam Co-Chair. Not a constituent necessarily, but a store owner called me to mention the, I guess my question is this, does the product have to have nicotine to be taxed? I know there's a lot of talk about apparatus, batteries, and so on, and maybe that'll be addressed later. But the actual liquid, the actual element that people are ingesting through a device, does that require nicotine in it to be taxed?
Through the chair, Representative Wohl, no. There's been significant work and studies and research on the fact that, first of all, approximately or even less than 1% of the market share includes a product, an e-liquid product that contains nicotine. And furthermore, it's not regulated federally, and it certainly isn't tested. We aren't in a position to be testing the liquid, perhaps not yet, but in those instances in the past, most recent study that I read in 2017 or 18 indicated that a substantial amount of the time when these products were tested, when they were first of all labeled as not having nicotine, when they were tested through laboratory process, they did in fact have some amount of nicotine. So the policy being that regardless of what the liquid is used for the e-cigarette product, it should be and is advised to presume that there's some amount of nicotine in the product.
Representative Wohl.
Yeah. Is that, would one say that's similar to NA beer? That is non-alcoholic beer, but might have a touch of alcohol. I mean, and I know this isn't an alcohol bill, so I'll wait a minute on that question. That just occurred to me. No, but basically, whether it has nicotine or not, you're treating all these vape products as taxed the same.
Through Chair Representative, that is correct. If again, want to remind that. The point of the bill here is to keep these products out of children's hands, and it's whether or not it has nicotine or not, the simple act of smoking is a habit that we'd like to see not be promoted among our children.
Thank you. Anything further? I do see that we have Nicole Reynolds online from the Tax Division and the Department of Revenue, and she can go over fiscal note number 6. Ms. Reynolds?
Hi, good afternoon. My name is Nicole Reynolds with the Department of Revenue Tax Division. Through the chair, I'd like to review the fiscal note that we submitted on April 11th, 2022.
Pardon me, Ms. Reynolds. It looks like your fiscal note is listed number 5 in our packets, and so I will give you the control code CWHMU. Is that the same you have OMB component number 2476?
Yes, 2476.
Great, thank you very much. Please proceed.
Yes, thank you. So the department does not estimate a revenue impact from the age change because we believe that most sellers are already conforming to the federal age change. As far as the revenue impact due to taxing electronic smoking products at 45% of the wholesale price, we estimate that that will generate an additional $2.2 million in revenue in fiscal year 2024. And then rising to inflation to about 2.2 $4 million in fiscal year 2028. This version of the bill, it designates the purpose for the revenue collected for education programs and advertising related to the hazards of electronic smoking products. It also states that the revenue generated shall be accounted for separately, and so we reflected that revenue estimate in on the first page of the fiscal note as 1252 designated fund revenues. The department used updated data from the Mat-Su Borough's tax on electronic smoking product sales, and then we also updated it with population data to develop an estimated tax base for Alaska. Since there is no statewide data available for electronic smoking product sales, you just need to understand that there is a wide range of uncertainty in these estimates that we've provided here. and so one thing that is not reflected in the fiscal note is the potential stockpiling of these products before the tax is imposed. There's just so much uncertainty around the numbers that we didn't account for that separately. And then one other thing to note, the tax on these electronic smoking products is going to be levied under 4350-300, which is the tax that already exists on other tobacco products. And so that tax is only levied on products that are brought into the state for sale or manufactured in the state for sale in the state. And it's not levied on products that are brought into the state for personal use. And so we did not include a revenue estimate for those products that are brought into the state for personal use.
Great. Thank you, Ms. Reynolds. Representative Wohl.
Thank you, Madam Co-Chair. You say brought into the state for personal use. Does that mean if someone flies in from outside, they fill their suitcase with vape products, or can people order it online, or does it have to go from a licensee to a licensee?
Representative Wohl, through the chair, the tax would only be levied on the person bringing in the product to the state to sell. So if they ordered the product online for their own personal use, the tax would not be levied on that.
Representative Wohl.
Thank you. So is it legal for someone to order a vape product online, have it shipped to their house, and they don't pay the tax? And is that, if that's a yes, would this tax then maybe further incentivize people to do that?
Representative Wohl, through the chair, the tax is currently not levied on other tobacco products that are brought into the state for personal use. And so under this bill, if a person were to order electronic smoking products over the internet and bring it into the state for their own personal use, the tax would not apply to that. And to my knowledge, there's no federal laws restricting a person from ordering other tobacco products or electronic smoking products over the internet and shipping it to themselves in Alaska or any other state.
Follow up?
Yeah, thank you, Madam Co-Chair. That's interesting because I was under the impression that tobacco, like cigarettes, if you order them online and don't pay the state tax, that you are liable for that state tax. I thought in the past people have even been pursued to pay that tax when they order cigarettes, for example, online.
Representative Wolf, through the chair, you are correct. So cigarettes are taxed differently than other tobacco products are taxed. And so there are different statutes that apply to cigarette sales, and cigarettes are taxable if they're brought into the state for sale and for personal use, but with the exception of the first 400 cigarettes that are brought into the state for personal use are not taxable. So if a person brings less than 400 into the state for personal use, they're not taxable. But it is different statutes that are directing what tax applies to cigarettes and then other tobacco products.
Okay, thank you for that clarification. So someone can bring in two cartons of cigarettes, not pay the tax. After that, they're liable for the tax, it sounds like. Thank you.
Great, thank you very much. And online now we have Katie Stevens, or Steffens, with the Tobacco Prevention and Control Program. And she can go over fiscal note number 4, which is OMB component 2818. Ms. Stevens or Steffens, if you could please place yourself on the record.
Hi, yes, this is Katie Steffens with the State of Alaska Tobacco Prevention and Control Program. As currently written, these bills wouldn't have any fiscal impacts on the Division of Public Health or increased workload. And as a comprehensive tobacco control program, we provide ongoing education to communities about all tobacco products and minimum legal age to purchase. Our program will not require additional components or activities to implement the bill as written. Thank you.
Great. Thank you so much for being with us. I see no questions. Is there any further discussion on Senate Bill 45? Seeing none, Mr. Lampkin, Senator Stevens, thanks for being with us today, and we will bring this up at a future hearing. And I will remind members that the amendment deadline for this legislation is 9 a.m. on May 4th. Again, 9 a.m. on May 4th for Senate Bill 45. Thank you for being here.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
And this, for our final agenda item today, we will consider Senate Bill 9, Alcoholic Beverage Control, Alcohol Regulation, by Senator Machicki. Welcome back, Senator. We last heard this bill on April 12th. Would you like to make opening comments, Senator? Pardon me, we'll take a brief at ease. House Finance on the record at 1:50 p.m. Senator Machicki.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I just wanted to thank you and the members of House Finance for hearing this bill again and for all your hard work. It's been a long road, but I think we had some great discussions. I think we worked hard together over the time this bill's been floating around the building, making it a better bill, and I very much appreciate your attention to it.
Thank you. Any discussion on Senate Bill 9? Seeing none, Representative Josephson.
Madam Chair, I move Senate Bill version 32-LS0124-W from committee as amended with individual recommendations accompanying fiscal notes and authorize legislative legal services to make conforming changes.
Is there an objection? Representative Wohl.
I was going to object just to get a reaction, but I will not.
Thank you for that. Further objection? Hearing none, Senate Bill 9 is moved from committee. We'll take a brief at ease to sign the paperwork. House Finance on the record at 1:51 p.m. This concludes our agenda for this afternoon. Our next meeting will be Monday at 1:30 p.m., and we will consider board extensions at that time. So with that, at 1:52 p.m., we are adjourned. Thank you.